Hey guys, welcome back to the 11th episode of Immortal Brawl. My name is Pulsar and today I'm going to be going over my account in Brawl Stars and going over my the top 5 brawlers and their best build. So first I'm going to go over my account. So my highest trophies is 30,916 trophies. And right now I'm at the same level, so my name is Pulsar with Greek and I don't remember what the other letters were. Well, it's two letter combinations. My highest team league is the bronze 3. I don't play team league really that much. High solo league is a gold 2, still not that good. My freebie free victories are 3,893. My solo victories are 866. My duo victories are 1,269. Great number. My max win streak is 12, not too much. And I'm in the Zyro Gaming Club. Really good club. And it's made by two awesome podcasters. From Corner from the All Stars Brawl Stars podcast. And Alpha Drainix from the Zyranian Brawl Academy. So my battle card is Sam's Mastery Pin. My first icon is the Tribe Gaming icon. And my second icon is the Brawl Stars logo from two seasons ago. That was the first logo that was animated. And I really like it and I think it looks great. So now I'm going to go over my top 5 brawlers. So coming in at number 5 is my favorite. Like number 5 favorite brawler is going to be... It's going to be Leon. I actually just got his hypercharge and it's really, really fun to use. He's only ranked 22, pretty low, but still really fun brawler and love to play him. So my fourth favorite brawler has to be Crow. So this is, pretty much everybody loves Crow. And I think he's a really fun brawler to play and yeah. So my third favorite brawler is going to... Crow is ranked 23, but I have tilted him pretty much. So, whoops. My Bull is ranked 24 with his hypercharge, and I really, really like him. And then my second favorite brawler is going to be Maisie with ranked 22. Then my favorite brawler, what I bet you already knew, is going to be Sam. So there's one thing about Sam. I did put out a poll that said, do you like Dark Clown Sam or Yeti Sam better? And I actually think Yeti Sam won, but I think, I know that Dark Clown Sam won, but I think that I'm going to get Yeti Sam. Because it is my favorite color scheme, and I think it's pink comes with animations too, and I just really like it, and I actually think I'm going to get this one. I'm sorry for all of you who voted for Dark Clown Sam, it's my favorite, he's my favorite. So now I'm going to go over their best builds. So Leon's best build is going to be... This actually depends on the map, because Clone Projector and the Lollipop Drop are both really good gadgets, but I do think that I usually use Clone Projector, but really it's just the one that you'd like better. So right now I would definitely get the damage gear. His star power will definitely be in Visiheal. The smoke trails is also really good, but Invisiheal is just one of the best star powers in the game. His gear and his second gear would be the Lingering Smoke, his mythic gear. It's a really good gear, and I definitely think that Leon, I think it really helps Leon out. And of course, if you have it, then get his hypercharge Limbo win name. Okay, now I'm going to go over Crow's best build. So I would go with Extra Toxic. I actually did get this one out of a star drop yesterday. And I do like, I do think it's a better one. Just, they're both pretty good. So gadget, definitely slowing toxin, really good gadget. And I would actually think that for this first one to be damage, because it really helps. No, for it to be shield, and then his mythic gear, because his damage doesn't, you don't need damage if you have the mythic gear, because I think it's just much better. And yeah, and then of course, if you can get it, then get his hypercharge utility knives. So now I'm going to go over Bull's best build. So Bull's best gadget is going to be Stomp Up. This is my personally, I really do like it. I think it's really good in some situations. I actually did an episode about gadgets for each Bull, each best Bull and each rarity. And for him, I would say definitely get his damage and speed. I don't think he needs that mythic gear that much, but if you do have the hypercharge, then maybe you should get the mythic gear too. And of course, his hypercharge too, really good. It really helps him out a lot. And then for Maisie, definitely get disengage, his shield gear, damage gear, and his staff and her star power, Termos, which slows people, really good. And of course, her hypercharge, Aftermath, really good and helps her out a lot. Then for Sam, my favorite brawler, definitely get magnetic field, much better than the last one, really cool. I think go with the gadget gear, damage gear, and hearty recovery. Definitely the best star power, probably like one of the best star powers in the game. So one last thing before I end this episode. Larry and Laurie are breaking the game. They're going to get a massive nerf either tomorrow or yesterday. And sorry about this. And when they get that, tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, they're going to get a massive nerf. And I think I'm going to be able to push them tomorrow to rank 20, because they're only rank 15. I know I should have done this. I should have done this yesterday. I've just been pushing my Sam lot. I only need 15 more wins, and I'll get gold 2 on Sam, which might not be that good for some of you, but for me, it's really, really good. So this episode is going to be kind of short. And for some reason, it doesn't let me pull up the Q&A. So I'm actually going to make two segments, where one will be with the Q&A, and the second one, this one's going to be the one where I go over my account and my favorite brawlers and their best builds. And then the second segment is just going to be doing some Q&A for the last episode. So, yeah, I'm just going to be paused, and it's going to be like a 2-second pause for you. I'll see you then. Hey guys, welcome back to the second segment of this episode. I'm sorry about my throat. I'm now going to go over the Q&A because something was wrong before and I couldn't do it. So for episode 8, this episode was called the best brawlers in each rarity and their best gadgets. So the Q&A I asked, do you want me to do more episodes not on the schedule? And two people responded. One re- re- replied, sorry about that. Isaac said, yes, sir, definitely. And Miles said, yes, love this pod, good work. So Miles is from the Everything Brawl Stars podcast, hasn't been on it for a pretty long time, but still, really good podcast, definitely go check that out. And then the Q&A was, do you think Larry and Laurie are good? So there was 10 votes, 5 people said the best, 4 people said they're okay, and then 1 person said they're mid, which is weird, because they're not mid, they're like overpowered, they're definitely the best right now, and I think they might be, they're not just good, so don't know what you're talking about. So for episode 9, unexpected episode plus some story time. So this episode was a little bit... Wait. I need to check something. Sorry. This episode was a little bit choppy. And actually, it was one of my most popular episodes, which I'm pretty surprised about. So the Q&A was... are you sad that this wasn't a video episode? So I got 5 responses, which is pretty good. And so the first one was, can I get a hoi? Yeah, said, kinda. Can't you make a Brawl episode about time normally? Also, can I friend you and invite you to my club? I do like my club. Yes, you can friend me, I think. Now that thing is fixed. And Miles said, yeah, I like video podcasts. I know that you do because you have a whole... podcast about podcasts, but yes. And then Isaac says kind of, and Kaka says I'm not that sad because I don't like video episodes that much. I tried to add your friend code, but it says you have too many friend invitations pending, so can you please do something so I can add you? And yes, I think I have actually solved that problem now. So and then there's another one from Link, and he says, yo, if you want to do a collab, me and the other podcasters are planning to do, and that's actually, I'm not going to say what they're planning to do, because I don't think I can, I'm not sure if that's kind of like a secret, I don't think so, but if it is, then I don't want to spoil it. So, the next episode was actually just 2 days ago, and it's my most popular episode, which is really weird because it was a pretty short episode. This episode was Bad Things in Brawl Stars and How to Change Them. Well, it wasn't pretty bad. It's just I didn't think that many people would listen to this one. So the Q&A was, do you have any episode ideas? And Kaka said, worst thing in Brawl... Well, he said Fong, but I think he meant thing in Brawl Stars is... the PowerPoint animation taking like 10 seconds, and it's even worse for me because I already have 25k of them and I can't even use them. And yes, I definitely feel you, Kaka. I also have a lot of PowerPoints. I only have like, what, 19k, but I think I've spent them already just upgrading my brawlers. Then the next one is Albert Vader said smiley face. Isaac says meta brawler builds, and I'm going to try them. I did do the best brawlers, but I think I'm going to do this in the next season because then they're going to be new hyperchargers and they're going to be new meta brawlers, and I think that it's going to be really good for me to do that then. And then, last but not least, Nemo says, fire episode. And the funny thing is, he actually made a really, basically the same one, just similar episode on his podcast. And I'm not saying he's copied me. He probably already had it written down like a week before or something like that. And I'm not saying you copied me, Nemo. It's just that he has a really similar episode. And he does do a deeper dive into the Brawl Pass and he does do some other things like Power League, and I did forget to mention Power League. It's just because I don't think it's that bad. It is going to get a rework. It's just the skin thing that where you need to get 60 wins and you don't even get the skin, you just get an option to buy the skin that you can buy it later. you can buy that skin later, which some people didn't know actually. And I just think it's bad and definitely yes. And for Kaka, he said Western Universe has the PowerPoint animation 6 like 10 seconds, and definitely that is true. And one thing before I go into, so I think I've read this one. Can't you make a rule or episode about the time anomaly? Also, can I bring you in, like, you to my club? And about the club, yes, I said that already. And yes, the rule or episode is going to, it is scheduled. It's not going to be too soon, but I will try to make it. It's just, it has a lot of research to do, and it might take some, like, some days. So, probably not the next episode or the next episode after that. And that is actually, oh wait, and then the poll was for episode 10 bad things about and how to fix them. Should I get Dark Lounge Sam or Yeti Sam? So actually, I am going to get Yeti Sam. Sorry for the people who voted for Dark Lounge Sam. I already said it in this episode. Yeti Sam is more my color scheme. I love purple, blue, and white. They're two. They're three of my my favorite color is blue, turquoise, and purple. And it's just both of those colors are in, and I really love it, and I think it's a great skin. And I'm sorry for all of you Darkland Sam fans, but yeah. So the winner was Darkland Sam with 6 votes, and Yeti Sam had 3 votes. And one crazy thing about this episode, it was only 2 days ago, but it has 20 plays, which for me is pretty good. And I was surprised to see that, because usually my episodes get like 15 plays, and just really happy about that, getting some new followers. And if there's one very last thing, I want to shout out a person called Mythic, I think his name was, or Myth, or something like that. He doesn't answer the Q&A, but I did, we do play Brawl Stars, and I think he might listen to the Zyranian Brawl Academy, I'm not sure, but he did go check it out, because we were playing yesterday together, and I did write him in the chat, do you listen to my podcast, because 2 people have friended me from the podcast, and I didn't know if it was him, and he said no, but can I check it out? So if he is listening right now, then definitely shout out to you. So that's going to be wrapping it up for this episode. I hope you like it, and I'll see you in the next one. This is Pulsar, pulsating out.